the state of the marine waters in and around Cape Town, the Cape Peninsula generally. I do not understand how a place which is acknowledged to be one of the most spectacular natural places on planet Earth is allowed to go to wreck and ruin because of failing infrastructure. All sorts of stories for quite some time now about people swimming in contaminated waters. And I'd really like to understand to what extent this is a problem or not. By the way, many of us have been for a run along that promenade in the afternoons, have hit that sort of Three Anchor Bay area, and I don't know, you'd have to have a real olfactory issue not to be accosted by the stench of sewage, which is just so patently, clearly a problem. So on the line this afternoon, we have Dr. Joe Barnes, a marine scientist and environmental researcher specializing in coastal ecosystems and water quality. Joe Barnes, thank you for joining me on Chai FM.
Good afternoon to you and to our listeners.
Joe, is the situation as dire as, in fact, the gloom day experts are saying?
Unfortunately, I'm so sorry to have to tell you that it is like that, or perhaps in places even worse. Because what has happened, I have been doing research in this kind of health aspects of sewage pollution for the last 25 years. But some of my colleagues have been, we were unknown to one another, unbeknownst, we found all the way that unfortunately the authorities are reporting contamination levels that are far less than we are finding. And we have gone through so many rounds of, I've been warning since 1995 that we are having huge problems with sewage all over the show, not only in Cape Town. And I have been called a liar and a dramatic old woman and worse. So we've eventually got together and realized, but we're all finding the same story, that it is worse than the municipality or the city council is actually reporting. And what we've come to the conclusion is that right across South Africa, and sewage is a problem right across South Africa, is because the municipalities are their own oversight body. They do the oversight sampling to say what the pollution levels is themselves. And that is a huge problem all around.
That's really fascinating, because that brings into question the whole idea of standards and accountability. If we know the system is broken, what can be done to fix it?
Well, you know, I just want to refer you to our latest exercise, which is called a national dialogue, and goodness knows what. Now, after 30 years, the government wants us to tell them what is wrong, after we have sent in, not only we, a lot of people sent in truckloads of reports, and also across the board from roads and sewage and water and you name it, health services, police services, all of those. Now they want us to tell them what is wrong. It's because they are simply refusing to listen. As soon as it sounds like a bad news story, they attack you personally, or they say you don't know how to measure and you don't know what you're doing. All of those standard defenses, and because they have both the money, the budget, and they have the oversight responsibility, they can fix this any way they want. And I'm so sorry to have to tell you that I'm by now deeply disappointed in how South Africa runs its government services. As you rightly pointed out, poor or no oversight, people who have got the most to lose are also the ones who do the checking up. This is just
an indictment
of money. Yeah. Lots of money disappearing. So now, if you wait 30 years, that the situation is now so bad that literally right across a town, doesn't matter where, the pipe systems are collapsing, the sewage treatment works are collapsing. Now they say, well, it's going to cost such a fortune to repair that we can't do it. So first of all, you ignore the problem until it gets so enormous, and then you use the size of the enormity of the problem to say, well, we're not going to do it. And I just want to have a little saying that I have over the years developed. If you leave problems for sooner or later, then later comes sooner than you think.
That's a scary thing to say, but I hear exactly what you're saying. So I'm trying to look for some sort of hopeful side to the story. I'm wondering, can you perhaps refer to any country anywhere in the world that has sort of arrived at this juncture where we are and has managed to turn the ship around? And if so, what did they do?
You know, I can point you to green shoots inside South Africa. Never mind what's happening outside. There are now so many people who realize, as you say, it is there's a lot of sewage in different places in the sea. The city of Cape Town, roughly between 40 million liters of raw sewage per day they release into the ocean, untreated. They have, that's what you're smelling. So unfortunately, there's been a lot of cities across the world that have done that, you know, coastal cities, and started realizing that it's becoming so dangerous now. Because surprise, surprise, sewage had been changing its content over the last 10, 15 years. There are a lot more ARVs, that is HIV treatment compounds in the sewage. There's a lot of microplastics in there, a lot of chemicals in there that didn't even exist 15 years ago. Right. And so, but they are using the standards of 1996 here in South Africa, which has not been revised since 1996. They're always busy doing it, but they haven't yet produce better standards. And I know why. I'm very honest with you. It's because if they tighten the standards, they won't be able to
pass
to enforce them.
It is interesting because, you know, the DA is sort of upheld as being this bastion of good governance. And look at Cape Town, it's doing so much better than Gauteng. But back at the ranch, what I'm hearing is that one municipality is almost just as bad as the other.
Well, you know, Cape Town was fortunate in as much as they started off on this journey at a very high note.
It was, and so
it is falling. It is certainly falling, but it hasn't yet fallen as far as, for instance, Johannesburg. But that says nothing, because if you are better than the rest, can you imagine what the rest looks like?
I shouldn't laugh. I mean, that's really not funny, but I suppose what else do you do?
Yes, I realize that. So, but the green shoots is that there are so many ordinary folk that are just everywhere of all walks of life saying the sewage running down the streets, running into our rivers and running into the sea, as well as releasing sewage into the sea, and that goes for right across South Africa, is just not acceptable to us anymore. And sooner or later, I'm really hoping that they will be able to stand up and say, we don't care what the excuses are, but can you? I said this morning over another radio station, my one wish is just, whether it's a municipality, Department of Water and Sanitation or whatever, just with honesty and with a capability, just do your job. We're not asking for anything more than that.
Just do your job. Dr. Joe Barnes, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us here on 101.9 High FM this afternoon.